A reporter is taking a pulse on the crowd.
You know who else is not public? Physics professors, mining schools.
Well, Steve, we're here at one of the riots, and I think this is just really a story about how when there's enough financial incentive, people are willing to invest in their own demise. Back to you in the studio.
The 2016 Doxa Documentary Film Festival hurtles headlong into the nonfiction universe. Whether it's one of the best base jumpers in the world or great Maya Angelou soaring the heights of literary fame, this year's selection of films take a leap of faith in the quest for justice, freedom, and naked glory. It's all happening May 5th to 15th, 2016. Check out doxafestival.ca, doxafestival.ca for more details.
Like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
It's Prophecy Sun. When I'm not riding my bike, hanging out with my cats, or making soup, I'm listening to Tweets and Tunes on CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi, this is CITR 101.9 FM. It's red now. And you are listening to Cue It Up on, well, as I just said, CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live. I'm here in the studio with Pete, CITR's digital library coordinator. Hi. Oh, another note I've completely missed. We are broadcasting from UBC Vancouver at the CITR station on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And, It's spring, so we're doing a bit of spring cleaning here, and we're all contributing. And you know, it's interesting to think about labor and how it's gendered, how it's classed. And here at the station, we all come together to sweep and wipe. I, as one of the major producers of trash here at the station, and perhaps some
disagree with that.
Yeah. I myself have a role in this ecosystem. Without my producing the junk, there would be no need to clean any of it up. The social structure would collapse, and then we'd be
and then what
truly
would
lost. Well, what do you think would happen, Pete? You're a man of history. Do you have any historical analogs for what would happen?
I'm a man of history. Well, okay, I'll allow that for the moment. I don't know, but I just walked by the sink, and let me tell you, there was a multitude of mugs hanging out. So maybe that's
a mugtitude.
Yes, a mugtitude.
We played some Matmos last week.
Yeah.
And their new album, Absolute Care 2.
With the washing machine.
Yeah, yes, derived from it's meant to emulate or follow the 40-minute long rinse cycle throughout that electronic improvisation.
Are they typically 40 minutes?
That would help me
in my apartment building.
How
be
do you
a
mean?
More courteous. Well, because I never know exactly my apartment building. It has one washing machine for three stories. And, yeah, I just go down, I throw the clothes in. I don't know. Apparently it's a 40-minute cycle, you're telling me. But I don't know. I try to check in every half hour. But sometimes I worry that I'm just being rude, you know? I'm just concerned about, but it's good to know if it's a standard 40 minute cycle, then yeah, I could check in every 40 minutes. So, yeah, I mean, it seems like, I don't know, a 40-minute rinse cycle, you say. I'm just thinking, like...
I think it's 30 minutes, man.
30 minutes for pay machines.
For most, like, standard.
Yeah, that's good, because I feel like when I go down to check on... Yeah, and then you were saying it's an hour for a dry cycle, right?
Most
of
the dryer's an hour. Washer is half an hour, so like don't leave it sitting in there forever. No,
I try not to, but I normally do like half hour checks, half hour 45 minute checks, and I feel like yes, when I go down to check on the rinse cycle, that seems to usually be done when I go and check, but I always have to make two check trips for the dry cycle, yeah.
That would make sense. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. But, yeah,
well, it takes longer to dry than to wash.
Yeah, and that's the problem, see, because if I do a 45-minute check on the dry cycle and that's not finished, then when I do the next 45-minute check, it's already been sitting there half an hour.
Yeah.
And, yeah. There's a lot of potential for upset.
Just set a timer, man.
I should set a
30
timer.
30 minutes.
Well, see, I would have set a timer, but I'm only learning right now that they have these standardized times. I actually...
Would you like to apologize to your neighbors on the...
Yeah. To the person in 304, to the person in 208, I'd like to say... This isn't easy for me. I don't... I just want to say that I never meant to cause you any inconvenience, and now, armed with the knowledge that I am, thanks to my friends John and Sarah, this isn't going to be happening anymore.
Just heard a track from Matmos. Before that, we heard some Ramsey. Before that, we heard some Extraterrestrial. And we're going to go into some more detail after this song from Mai Gomez, Spanto.
The 2016 Doxa Documentary Film Festival hurtles headlong into the nonfiction universe. Whether it's one of the best base jumpers in the world or great Maya Angelou soaring the heights of literary fame, this year's selection of films take a leap of faith in the quest for justice, freedom, and naked glory. It's all happening May 5th to 15th, 2016. Check out doxafestival.ca, doxafestival.ca for more details.
Like Star Trek.
Yeah, cool. Awesome.
I love The Lord of the Rings.
Great.
Yeah. I'm into obscure 1950s atomic monster movies.
Okay.
Sure. I really enjoyed the Michael Bay Ninja Turtles.
We can work with that. Here at the UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, we accept everyone. We have weekly movies, game nights, and the largest non-academic library at UBC. Come by our club room, 3206D in the Nest. It's a great place to eat lunch, hang out,
and procrastinate.
Check out our Facebook group, UBC Sci-Fi and Fantasy Society, to find out what's going on.
You want to talk about sci-fi fantasy? How about the fantasy of a functional, connected, altruistic society pretending any sense of fulfillment outside of consumption? Yeah, okay. So, hey, it's Cue It Up, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from CITR 101.9 FM. And CITR 101.9 FM broadcasts live from UBC Vancouver. I'm in the studio right now at CITR in UBC Student Nest, UBC, sitting on top of course, unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. And today's show, well, originally, there was a theme of distension, of reaching out beyond the voice. And we're going to see what that looks like, maybe, in just a moment. But as I started listening to more music in the past few months, I haven't been able to do so much. And recently, I had a show, 2 weeks ago, as a matter of fact, essentially formed around this idea that I hadn't had a chance to use this channel to play music that I thought was worth listening to, that I decided to move away from a sort of general theme and again do a show about things which I think are interesting. We just heard Maya Gomez's Sponto being on the upcoming album on Non Records, Inmate, described on the page as a personal exploration of carceral oppression in English detention centers, inspired by looking introspectively to my teenage indie years where I felt safe and familiar, and by looking into my recent experiences for the martial repetitive rhythms that mimic the routine of Colnbrook and Yarlswood, a synthesis of traumas past and present. How do modern systems of oppression, state control, state apparatuses, the violent ones, the explicit ones, mesh with those more implicit ones of gendering, education, classification, non-worldwide, focused around diasporic sound from African artists, has been doing this kind of music for quite some time. And I think it's all absolutely fantastic. I highly recommend you go check them out, non-worldwide. Very well worth a listen. Before that, we heard Ramsey's Majestic Zouk. Ramsey, Vancouver artist from Montreal, coming from the upcoming LP Fubiza. Lots of interesting things happening there. Use of sampling, the melting qualities of sound. I feel like I've talked a lot about Ramsey in the past. And suffice to say, she is doing some fascinating and idiosyncratic work. Her last album, available on 1080p, the album Hoodie Kush, in 2015, worth a listen. Although I think if you check out her personal Bandcamp, Ramsey Bandcamp, where you can hear her earlier EPs, which I think constitute the, as of yet, most experimental and explorative material that she's been able to produce in her career so far. Before that, we heard Extraterrestrial Dreams of Jupiter with another 1080p release, Paraworld 12-inch. I don't have much to say about this, according to the press release. Mellow new release for High Elevation from Montreal's Adam Feingold. Looks back to millennial downbeat realms and naturalist ambient IDM. Baked visions of sunlight passing through water, refracting many shades of blue echo. The song Dreams of Jupiter. All right. Coming up next. As I said, today's show may be having something to do with distension, however that can be understood. That interesting thought of the vacuum cleaner, which in my mind, associated through urban legends, secondhand stories, the distending qualities of that, how space is sort of compressed within the seal of the vacuum, the compact of the vacuum bag. Interesting things to think about, those little everyday sci-fi touches that point towards something else, maybe underneath or above, beyond in some sense. Oh well. Let's play some music. We're going to hear some Young Thug next. The Super Clean edit, the song With Them from Slime Season. And this has more to do, well, to do with distension and that of the voice and abstraction of the voice. How it cuts through the melody. Interesting kinds of vocal counterpoint, according to the beat. How it performs in harmony with the beat, but also as a sort of instrument in and of itself. Again, the abstraction of the voice. And I say this because I have a running gag with some friends who are very much about distancing themselves from, let's say, newer, popular trap music like that. And I don't have a particular horse best in this race, but I think it's interesting to consider. Well, I mean, I do. I do, so I shouldn't say that. What I mean to say is that I don't pretend to be an expert on the matter, but I think it's interesting to think about artists like Young Thug. Comparing them to the Western canon, artists like Meredith Monk, Joan LaBarbera, celebrated because of their use of the voice in abstract. Maybe to compare these artists side by side and see if that can take us anywhere interesting. So I'm going to play Young Thug's With Them, and then I'm going to play Meredith Monk's Traveling. Then we're going to hear Joan LaBarbera's Shadow Song. Then we're going to hear a bootleg, some of Eileen Bryant's work. Eileen Bryant, a local Vancouver artist, as far as I know, has yet to release anything physically, but with all of my respect, I have commanded a bootleg of one of her live performances, and will be airing it on air. And I think she's an absolute exemplary artist in the community. And if you get the chance to see Eileen Bryant live, I highly recommend that you take it. Later on, we're going to be listening to some Secret Boyfriend and Prurient, respectively Blackest Ever Black records and Hospital records. And then we're going to hear a V. Vecker track, but that will be much later. Right now, we're going to listen to Young Thug, Meredith Monk, Joan LaBarbera, and Eileen Bryant. CITR 101.9 FM.
Thug, thug, baby. Fuck all that. Let's get to it. What does Shawty say? On the plane and I just call it out here. I just went hunting. I found me a rabbit. I picked out the carrot.
I should add, I've also selected this particular song because I think the clean edit of it is artistic in and of itself. The means through which this editor has sliced through the content, it's pretty fun.
Diamonds all black like I'm racist now. Ride through the city, wonder tenant, AC blast. I got wanna so wrong, do me bad. I got cash in my pants, I got cash on her ass. JP dance, glance, cause my diamonds look like glass. I wanna fuck her, but she play more games than the NBA. 9 in the morning, got a dentist appointment, little you can check out the dentist place.
Check it out.
I got some mercury, baby, I got some more water, this like a mini lake. But play, I'ma send him to meet and make a dick act off for forgetting it, babe. Chopper, chopper, end up flipping. Yeah, you better start tripping. Dick. I don't use words when I kill. We don't use phones, we no silly. I think I need help with my kids. No cap, but you know I'm just kidding with you. I let it fly the ceiling. I'm hot like an eye on a skillet. She on that on the plane and I just call her out here. Woo, I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit. I picked out the carrot. Picked out the kid. Y'all need someone rock out of Cali. I got a white
She give me that, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with them. She bet I might stay with them. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some, you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them. She can't be my wife, I can't lay in them. Diamonds all black like I'm racist now. You can't take jet, fall into this mouse trap. Riding through the ditty, got an AK on my left. I'm not talking, but I'm ready to shoot some crap. If he think he wanna see me, I'ma send a Honda scrap. The blood, I got some birds like on Julio. My outfit I dated is Coochie though. I'm gonna do a group and my man with a Gucci coat. I won't talk to that bitch that no. Yeah, let that no. Diamonds from Tiffany Co. Paid a whole Honda rent for those. You should get down with this slime. Tonight I'm about to eat that my mind. My credit good, I don't need a dime. Whole act inside that lemon line. That petty thief need to start trying. If you need help, I got some dimes. I cannot stay in any line. I need a well site for some fines. She gonna on the plane and I just call her out here. I just went hunting, I found me a rabbit. I picked out the carrot, piece out the cake. I'm just y'all need someone rock out of Cali. I got a wife, she give me that, but her name is Sari. I pimp, I don't play with them. She bet I might stay with them. Stack it up like a Lego, yeah. Homicide, you can lay with them. Got some, you can slay with them. You know that we players, we're paying them. She can't be my wife, I can't lay in them. Diamonds all black like I'm racist now.
Thank you. Thank you.
We are running a bit low on time, so we're just gonna segue directly into our remaining two songs. You just heard a live piece from Eileen Bryant, Vancouver artist. Absolutely incredible. If you get the chance to see her live, do not miss it. For that, we heard Joan LaBarbara's Shadow Song. For that, we heard Meredith Monk's Traveling, personally my two favorite vocalists in terms of exploring the voice, abstracted as a sort of theatrical instrument, a dramatic instrument. Joan LaBarbara doing some darker work on Shadow Song, described as a psychological study, a threshold experience where concentration is interrupted by shadows at the outer edges of vision and memories on the periphery of thought. Whereas we had a piece from Meredith Monk, Traveling, from her, I'd say, best piece, recorded piece, Dolmen Music. Or that we heard Young Thugs With Them off the album Slime Season 3. And if you would care to learn about why I structured that quartet as such, feel free to go to citr.ca, look up this podcast from today, cherish it, listen to it again and again, repeat it, interrupt it, remix it at your leisure, please. And listen to our other shows as well, including Asian Wave, which will be coming to you next on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from UBC Vancouver on unceded Coast Salish Musqueam land. This is John, and you're listening to Cue It Up. Right now you're hearing Secret Boyfriend, Memorize Them Well, on the album Memory Care Unit, one of the album's best, sorry, one of the year's best, released on Blackest Ever Black. And I think we're going to have to skip Purient today. I think I'd rather get through the entirety of Secret Boyfriend's song rather than cut it off short to make room for Purient. But after this, we're going to hear some V. Vecker squashed in a circus. And V. Vecker, local Vancouver artist, American-Canadian composer, according to his bio, who... my familiarity with him is from his sort of work as a conductor of various peoples in Vancouver itself, as a sort of individual who brings people together into his ensemble. And in that case, there's a lot of interesting, noisy, compositional work, long-form pieces, improv, etc. We're going to hear the track Squashed in a Circus from V. Vecker. After Secret Boyfriend. And if there's room, maybe I'll throw in a little bit of Prurient, but it'll be a temporary thing. Nothing to fuss over majorly at all. It's been queued up on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live.
Like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.